here is the tropical weather outlook. For the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico, shower and thunderstorm activity has diminished during the past few hours in association with an area of low pressure located over the southwestern Caribbean Sea. Environmental conditions are marginally conducive for further development, and a tropical depression could form during the next few days while the low moves slowly and erratically. For additional information on this system, see high seas forecasts issued by the National Weather Service. Formation chance through 48 hours, medium, 50% formation chance through 5 days, high, 70%. Freeze watch remains in effect from late Sunday night through Monday morning. Temperature, ranging from 26 to 32 degrees impacts, protects sensitive outdoor vegetation and animals when freezing temperatures occur. A freeze watch means sub-freezing temperatures are possible. These conditions could kill crops and other sensitive vegetation. Near freezing temperatures will impact interior locations late tonight and early Sunday morning. High pressure will build from the Plains States to the Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast region tonight behind the cold front that passed through our area this morning. Clear skies, along with a very dry air mass and decreasing wind speeds, will set the stage for much colder temperatures over interior areas tonight. Low temperatures are forecast to range from 33 to 35 degrees across most places, generally along and north of Interstate 10. Temperatures could briefly dip to the freezing mark in isolated locations tonight, particularly in the typically colder low-lying spots. Isolated patches of frost may also occur across a few locations tonight, but the air mass should stay dry enough to keep widespread frost from developing. Residents across interior southeast Mississippi, southwest and south central Alabama, and the northwest Florida panhandle may want to consider protecting very sensitive vegetation tonight. A widespread freeze is expected to impact locations away from the coast Sunday night, and a freeze watch remains in effect for locations away from the coast late Sunday night into early Monday morning. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of southeast Louisiana, south Mississippi, and the adjacent coastal waters. Day 1, tonight, small craft advisory is in effect for all the coastal waters and tidal lakes today due to strong north winds and dangerous seas. There is an increased risk of wildfires today due to dry fuels, very low relative humidity levels, and windy conditions. Please adhere to local burn bans and curtail any outdoor burning until conditions are less conducive for wildfires. A brief period of near freezing temperatures may occur near sunrise Sunday morning, mainly in and near the Pearl River and Pascagoula River basins. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday, a freeze watch is in effect for late Sunday night and Monday morning for extreme southwest Mississippi, coastal Mississippi, and east central Louisiana. The first freeze of the season is likely to occur across much of the North Shore parishes of southeast Louisiana and the southern and southwestern Mississippi counties away from the immediate coast Sunday night and Monday morning. Morning lows of 28 to 32 are expected Monday morning. Small craft advisory conditions are expected to linger into Sunday morning in the outer coastal waters before winds and seas settle during the day. There is a chance of isolated thunderstorms in advance of another cold front moving through the outlook area Wednesday. Severe thunderstorms are not anticipated. Spotter information statement: spotter activation is not anticipated. Freeze watch in effect from late Sunday night through Monday morning. The National Weather Service in New Orleans has issued a freeze watch, which is in effect from late Sunday night through Monday morning. Temperature, 29 to 32 degrees. Duration, 4 to 6 hours. Impacts: a light freeze may kill or damage tender vegetation. A freeze watch means sub-freezing temperatures are possible. These conditions could kill crops and other sensitive vegetation. Increased fire danger risk this weekend. The extended period of very dry and drought conditions has led to very dry soil and parched vegetation. Area forestry commissions have issued burn bans for most of southeast Louisiana and portions of extreme south Mississippi. A very dry air mass in the wake of a cold front will remain in place through Sunday. This will result in low relative humidity values, so the fire danger threat will continue to be elevated. As a result, many routine activities could lead to wildfires and caution should be used. The Forestry Commission reports, nationwide 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by people and can be prevented with proper care. A spark from equipment, the heat from a catalytic converter, or any direct heat source could start a grass or brush fire. Do not throw lit cigarettes on the ground. Please extinguish and dispose of them properly. When grilling, do not dump ashes or live coals unless they are completely out. Live coals can burn nearly 2 days after being used. Please heed all state and local burn bans. Remember, wildfires place area forestry commissions, fire departments, and other fire control agencies in life-threatening situations and can endanger communities. Please use caution and help prevent forest, grass, and marsh fires. Here is the forecast for the Mississippi Gulf Coast, including Gulfport and Biloxi. Freeze watch in effect from late Sunday night through Monday morning. Tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-30s. North winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday, sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds to 5 miles an hour, shifting to the southeast in the afternoon. Monday night, clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Southeast winds to 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night, warmer. Partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of precipitation 20%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Thanksgiving Day, sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. Mississippi tides, Bay Street, Lewis, high tide is at 2 a.m. Sunday, low tide is at 2 p.m. Sunday, range 1.4 feet. Biloxi Bay, high tide is at 1:30 a.m. Sunday, low tide is at 12:30 p.m. Sunday, range 1.7 feet. Lake Bourne at the Rigolets, high tide is at 5 a.m. Sunday, low tide is at 4 p.m. Sunday, range 1.3 feet. Biloxi sunrise at 6:25 a.m., sunset at 4:56 p.m. These are the 8 p.m. Central Standard Time observations for the local area on Saturday, November 19th. At Biloxi, clear. Temperature 53 degrees and the relative humidity 44%. Wind north at 8 miles an hour. The pressure 30.34 inches and rising. At Gulfport, clear. Temperature 51 degrees and the relative humidity 46%. Wind north at 8 miles an hour. The pressure 30.35 inches and rising. At Pascagoula, clear. Temperature 39 degrees and the relative humidity 72%. Wind calm. The pressure 30.35 inches and rising. End observations across the Central Gulf Coast region. Hattiesburg, clear. 48. Jackson, clear. 44. Meridian, clear. 45. Mobile, Alabama, clear. 50. Pensacola, Florida, clear. 53. New Orleans, clear. 58. These are buoy reports along the Gulf. At south of Dauphin Island, winds were north at 19 knots. Air temperature 68 degrees. At Waveland Yacht Club, sea temperature 66 degrees. Air temperature 56 degrees. At Shell Beach, sea temperature 67 degrees. Air temperature 61 degrees. This is the NOAA Weather Radio Station, KIH 21 in Gulfport, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.40 MHz. This NOAA Weather Radio service includes a specific area message encoder for all special receivers during emergencies. NOAA Weather Radio broadcasts 24 hours a day from the National Weather Service New Orleans Baton Rouge Area Forecast Office in Slidell, Louisiana. Our transmitter is located in Gulfport, Mississippi.